This is CBS Eye on the World, Hotel Mars episode, and I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and co-host David Livingston of the space show, Dr. Space himself. And we're going back in time, thanks to Anatoly Zak, who keeps the Russian Space Web, which I recommend a subscription site. It is the present and history of Roscosmos. We're now talking about spy satellites, the sort of thing that was verboten to speak at all during the Cold War, might still be. Don't know. They classified everything, so you don't know what's still classified. But right now, Russia's working on a spy satellite that's digitalized and smaller to be launched frequently and as need in the event of a catastrophe on Earth. Before this, however, earlier in the century, I learned from Anatoly, there was Resource P. That was the name of the Earth-watching satellite, a.k.a. spy satellite. It had a big array of solar panels, and it was in space to observe and send down signals electronically. Anatoly, is this what's in space now, what I'm looking at in your illustration?
Yes. So Resource program is still active program. It's actually also has roots in the Soviet Union, and it was the first versions of this satellite were developed during the Soviet period. But then they were updated and upgraded several times. And that Resource P was also is major step from from the traditional Soviet era satellites where they would return film in special capsules, exactly like that film implied, and to electronic delivery of imagery. So Resource was equipped with this large telescope, which would produce imagery, digital imagery, which would then be beamed back to Earth using radio. And the problem also with that satellite, it was quite heavy. It's a six-ton class spacecraft. So it needed quite medium-class Soyuz rocket to launch. So it was quite expensive, and it was quite complicated. It was big telescope. It's large spacecraft. And those vehicles, they were advanced. They were developing them and upgrading them over the years, and they're still operating. They still have... They launched just recently, several months ago, they launched the satellite for this series, and they're still using them. The problem is, like I mentioned, you need not only the details, you need the so-called revisit time. You need to come often to the same place. So when you have this such a heavy satellite, and even you have two or three of them, you need more. So they need to switch from this very heavy and rarely launched spacecraft to smaller and lighter and frequently revisiting the same area on Earth satellites in order for you to, because you want to photograph, if you photograph the, like right now, the military area of war, you need all these changes on the battlefield photographed constantly. So you need revisit every few hours or even every few minutes sometimes. So it's very important for them to have constellation of those satellites, and that's what they're trying to achieve. And for that, they need new electronics. So we're returning back to that problem of electronics and lightweight technology.
David, you have a question for Anatoly.
Which of the Russian rockets launched this heavy satellite now?
So for now, they launching everything on Soyuz. The Soyuz rocket is considered medium-class rocket, which means that it can launch from 6 to 8 tons of cargo into orbit. It's quite expensive. It's a three-stage rocket. It's quite large. So they have a new generation of Angara rockets, and within that Angara is a family of modular rockets. Within that family, there is a lightweight, relatively small rocket, which would be designed to launch small military payloads. And in fact, they already started. And so there are several satellite programs, spacecraft programs, which are relying on this vehicle for launch. And what it comes to on the military side, they have spy satellites, but they also have so-called inspector satellites. And what we see right now is that the same platform, the same kind of service module, the basic satellite, which is functions in space, serves as a basis for the spy satellites, which photograph the Earth's surface. And also they use inspection in space, and probably, most likely, anti-satellite technology is also tied to this, because they also want capability not only launch satellites and watch from space. They want capability. They're preparing for war in space. So they need anti-satellite systems. So that's related. And in fact, we now see one of those satellites was photographed by Western satellite. We have now relatively good idea how it looks like. And it looks like the same platform, the same module was used for this spy satellite program and for the anti-satellite and Inspector, this mysterious Inspector satellite which chases American satellites in space. Because again, Russian military wants not just observe the battlefield on Earth. It wants to destroy American satellites when the war starts.
So the Resource P is now in orbit, theoretically watching, say, Ukraine or Israel or the United States. That's what's watching us now. The Pixel is future, VR is future. Now back to 1968. What was in orbit? How often? We have a couple of minutes. In order to watch the U.S. prepare for the final war with the Soviet Union. Is that what we was featured in iStation Zebra, a satellite that delivered film in a parachute on the Arctic? Is that what it was?
Absolutely. So the plot of the movie is absolutely plausible and totally workable because there are two reasons for this. First of all the spy satellites, most of the spy satellites, let's put it this way, at that point, were returning film back to Earth. So they would essentially expose the film through the photo equipment, through the photographic equipment. Then they would reel it into the special rolls and would load it into the capsules and then return that back to Earth. Moreover, they would return the camera with the remaining film itself as well. So the camera system would be it would be designed to be packed inside of the large capsule, large, almost like a crew carrying capsule, and they would return back. In fact, the same spacecraft which launched Gagarin, the first Soviet cosmonaut, into space, was essentially a version of the spy satellite because there was exactly the same spacecraft carrying cameras for spy satellite. So, and they were flying polar orbits, meaning very northern areas. They were overflying Arctic, Antarctic, going this way. So this region where the movie happens is very truthful to the situation.
Anatoly Zak, taking us in time and into the future about spy satellites, Earth observation satellites, remote sensing satellites launched by the Soviets once upon a time. iStation Zebra, highly recommended. Rock Hudson, Patrick McGoohan, Ernest Borgnine, Jim Brown, the football player. Very romantic. David Livingston, Dr. Space himself. Anatoly's site is Russian Space Web. You can read all the details about spy satellites.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.